Today is Tuesday, January 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was working, but I've also been watching this show. And, because I'm writing this paper and that I've been working on for, it seems like forever. I've been working on it since August, I think. And you, I don't know. Amazon started this whole trend. I think it was Jeff Bezos or someone. Maybe it wasn't Amazon. It was either Amazon or Google. I think it was Amazon, of writing these air quotes white papers. And the Spit Valve Factory has decided that we need white papers for everything. So anyway, I'm in charge of a specific white paper on testing spit valves, we'll say. And, oh my God, you have to get everybody's buy-in. You have to present it. You have to get feedback. You have to, and everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an, it is now a 35-page document. Now, a lot of that is appendix, but because anytime something doesn't fit or it's too detailed, it's always like, oh, well, you can just put that in the appendix. You know, apparently you're supposed to keep white papers around 6 pages, and now I'm at around 35. But again, you know, I'm not at 6. I think I'm at 13 or something plus appendix, very large appendix. Anyway, so I'm working on that, and it's a struggle because I have to decide what I think about testing spit valves, you know, to put it in the paper. And I have to read a bunch of stuff and make sure that spit valve testing experts agree with what I'm putting in there and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, for people who are new listeners, they'll be like, what are you talking? Who tests spit valves? So funny. Anyway, so all you need to know is it's a white paper and it's boring. I'm so sick of writing this thing. And I've always watched TV while I was doing homework, while I, it's just a thing. And so bottom line is, for some reason on YouTube the other night, I think it was, I couldn't sleep or something, and so I pulled out my phone, which is probably something you're not supposed to do, and I was looking for something to watch on YouTube, which if you're trying to sleep, you probably shouldn't be watching YouTube, and I found it recommended this show, and as we all know, anyone who's been listening for a while, I'm a bit of a Britophile. I had two different British boyfriends. I lived in England. I, you know, everyone makes fun of me. Oh, Adam, are you going to tell us you lived in England again? Yeah, I like to rub that in everyone's face. And I really love England. I love the people. I love just the humor. I like it. So, and there are other things about British men that I find appealing. But anyway, point is, it recommended this show. And it's called, now I'm going to get it wrong. I was literally, I'm just looking. It's on my screen now. I was literally just watching it. It's called The Big Fat Quiz of, and then you insert a year. So I don't know how long they've been doing this, but it's on Channel 4. ITV, I think. And it recommended it to me, and I watched it, and I loved it. And now I'm in this binge session of watching. It's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube, obviously. And different people have posted entire episodes. I guess they leave it up there because I guess like British companies don't make copyright claim. I could be wrong about that, but I would assume you don't normally find full episodes of American shows on YouTube because copyright claims. But this show I've found every year, 2021, I'm now on 2014, I think. And it's a It's a 2-hour show, but without commercials, it's about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes. And I watched 2021, 2020, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and I think I'm on 14 now. And it's a quiz about events for that year. The host is super funny. His name is Jimmy Carr. He's a British comedian. And then what they do is they bring on celebrity, British, well, comedians, mostly. And they have Richard, I'm not going to say his name right, Ayoade, I believe is how you say his name. He was in a show called The IT Crowd. So funny. Mel, who used to be one of the hosts on British Bake Off before it was the new guy, when it was Mel and Sue, she's on there. The one that I watched recently, they have, I don't know, all these different comedians from, and I recognize them from different British things that I've watched. And it's a quiz about events that happened that year, songs and things that happened in the news. And there's a lot of American tie-ins because I think, you know, we like British people. They like us, you know, our pop culture kind of bleeds over into each other, especially them and American, you know, cause a lot of our celebrities are also celebrities in Britain, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, and vice versa. And it's just funny. And they're all comedians. So they're funny and they have jokey answers that they'll give for the questions. And I'm really enjoying it anyway. If you like a quiz and you like, you know, funny comedians and stuff, and you are a fan of British type humor, I'm just laughing constantly while watching it. Look for it on YouTube. The Big Fat Quiz of, and then whatever year. I mean, you could start with this year, because that would be the most relevant. So I've been watching that, and that's been really funny. I wanted to tell you guys about that because I've been watching it for a few days, and I wanted to give everyone an update on what I'm watching. We're also watching Lost in Space, season 3, and apparently it got canceled by Netflix, so it's not going to be doing a season 4. But I have found this season, I found each season. Season 1 was the best in my opinion. And I enjoyed season 1. Season 2 was like, it's okay. Season 3, it's almost like a chore to watch to me. It's just, there's nothing interesting. The story is not moving very far forward. It seems like a repeat of a lot of things that have already happened. Not really enjoying it all that much, but we like to finish stuff that we started, so we're going to finish. And we don't have a lot of TV shows right now because a lot of the shows that we watch are on break. A lot of the streaming shows we binge, and so we're caught up with everything. And we finished The Witcher, we finished Wheel of Time, you know, we're finishing Lost in Space, not Lost. And I can't think of other things that we watch, but we've finished a lot of stuff recently. And there's nothing else, you know, we finished, what's that really popular one right now? Succession. And so we're going to finish it because why not? We're, you know, it's that and Celebrity Family Feud, which we also watched, caught up with that yesterday. But so that's the TV situation. And other than that, you know, I've just been working, like I said, and trying to get back into the groove of working. And when you've been on vacation, because honestly, the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's are both kind of, you're working, but you're not really, because so many people are on vacation that you can't get a lot of stuff done. And so it becomes kind of you know, you're sitting there trying to get work done, but you're not really getting. And so your brain kind of turns off, or at least mine does. And I'm trying to get back in the flow of working now. And it's just been, it's just, and I'm forcing myself. I'm literally having to force myself to get things done and, you know, make a list, all that kind of, okay, here's what I'm going to accomplish today while watching the Big Fat Quiz. And So yeah, that's pretty much all that I've been doing. I'm trying to think what else I could... Oh, by the way, just to let everyone know, I did text message Daniel yesterday. So I did see, I followed up on that. I text messaged Daniel and I asked him how he was doing. And apparently he still feels like shit, but he is getting better. And so he's not dead. I mean, the important thing is that he is not dead. And so, yeah, today I'm going to be, and so I'm trying to think, you know, last night we went to the grocery store and the new thing that I'm doing now is I'm buying these these frozen family size dinners, because I'm just so sick of cooking. And so I've been buying enchiladas and lasagna and stuffed shells and General Cho's chicken or whatever that are frozen. And surprisingly, they're not super high calorie per serving, all of these that I'm finding. And so I think I'm going to be able to fit those in without having to do a lot of cooking into my calorie, you know, intake that I am going to be allowing myself. I have to now lose weight for sure, because I'm going on this cruise with Daniel and Zach in May. I mean, COVID will be over by then, right? Anyway, I'm going on a cruise with Daniel and Zach, you know, all things considered, if everything works out. And even though it's an Alaskan cruise, they have an indoor pool and they have a spa and they have all this. So I assume at some point I'm going to be shirtless in front of other people. And so I've got to lose it. So I got to figure out how to get back on the saddle. But I think with these frozen things, I could still stay within my calorie intake, I think. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.